One of the defining moments of Silas' ministry took place in Philippi. After arriving in the city with Paul, they encountered a slave girl who could predict the future through a demonic spirit. For days she followed them, proclaiming they were servants of God. Discernment led Paul to cast the spirit out, silencing her fortune-telling. Her owners, angered by the loss of profit, dragged Paul and Silas to the authorities, accusing them of disturbing the peace. Without a trial, the magistrates ordered them to be beaten and imprisoned. Locked in the deepest cell with their feet in stocks, Paul and Silas faced harsh treatment, yet they chose to respond with prayer and singing hymns, filling the prison with worship. At midnight, an earthquake shook the prison, opening the doors and breaking the chains of all the prisoners. The jailer, waking to find the prison opened, prepared to take his own life, assuming the prisoners had escaped. Paul stopped him, assuring that no one had fled. Deeply moved by their faith and integrity, the jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas shared the gospel, leading to the jailer's and his household's salvation and baptism. This powerful event in Philippi showcased Silas's endurance in suffering and commitment to the gospel. The jailer's conversion became a significant moment for the emerging church in Philippi, which later became a strong supporter of Paul's ministry. Silas's unwavering faith in hardship remains an inspiring example of perseverance, showing how God's power can work through adversity to bring others into His kingdom. Silas's example teaches us that our response to hardship can have a profound impact on those around us. In today's world, we face challenges that test our faith, whether through difficult relationships, health struggles, or workplace trials. Like Silas, choosing to respond with faith, worship, and trusting God during these struggles can be a powerful witness to others. When we maintain hope and peace amidst difficulties, it opens opportunities to share the message of Christ, just as Paul and Silas did with the jailer. Our trials, surrendered to God, can become testimonies that bring transformation and hope to those who are watching. Blessings.